This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we introduced the last main point in the book of Romans, the practical outworking of salvation. Now let's amplify that further by seeing what Paul says in these closing chapters of the book. In chapter 12, 1 through 9, he shares how to participate in your church's ministry. In verses 10 through 21, how to relate to people in general. In chapter 13, how to be a responsible citizen. In 14, how to overcome a judgmental attitude. In 15, 1 through 13, how to love a weaker brother. And in verses 14 through 33, how to win the world to Christ. Then in the closing chapter, how the extended family of believers encouraged each other. Each of these subpoints can be amplified further so that you see the full development of each of Paul's points and practical applications to your life. The main point that Paul makes is that when you have a proper understanding of the doctrine of salvation and sanctification, it will become increasingly clear how this understanding helps you make wise decisions in virtually every area, relationship, and responsibility of your life. The reason most Christians are confused about God's will for their lives is because they don't understand what God has provided for them through His mercy and grace. He loves them and wants to love others through them. He wants to demonstrate the truth of the gospel to others through the behavior of His children. Paul, in thinking about this, breaks into praise in chapter 11, verses 33 through 36. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable His judgments and His paths beyond tracing out! For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen.